Step onto the red carpet and discover the Hollywood Casino difference. It's A-list service and all that goes with it. Experience unrivaled gaming action, award-winning dining, a lavish hotel, and electrifying nightlife with bars right in the center of the action and boogie nights, the ultimate 70s and 80s dance club. Because there's no place like Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Must be 21. Gamble problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Brian, a couple of Jerry Jones commish related text, please.
In regards to the Commissioner Goodell, at this point, you need to let it go. The Rams are gone. That's no fun. Jerry Jones is going to eat Roger Goodell to pieces. He has the money and knows how to get other owners on board with him. Thanks, Stan from Abilene, Texas.
What do you think? Could this be the battle that Roger Goodell doesn't want and Jones could make it the beginning of the end for
Roger Goodell? Jones is probably a bigger reason than Stan Kroenke as to why the Rams are in Los Angeles. That seemed to be 50-50 between, if not leaning the Carson way until Jerry got involved and pushed Inglewood over the finish line. And now you have Goodell kind of making, maybe not enemies, but not necessarily making friends with Jones and Robert Kraft, who are probably two of the most powerful owners in the NFL right now. If they get enough support on their side, it'd be
he's
fun.
In trouble, yeah. Roger Goodell booed entire night of NFL draft. Does not look good. You know what? I think some of that is a little bit of shtick that now it's becoming like almost like a caricature or something that you have to boo him. But let's face it, nobody likes the guy.
It's like hockey fans booing Bettman. It just happens no matter where he goes.
What, you know, who's the only commissioner that's loved?
I think Silver is liked by NBA fans.
Absolutely.
Does he get booed, though, when they do the draft?
No, he doesn't.
Really?
Yeah. Stern, I think, got a little booed. Yeah. It's almost like if you're in the job for a long time, you're going to get
eventually
booed.
That.
I do think it comes with the territory, yeah. Like, I would say that Manfred's somewhat well-liked by baseball fans, but that's because he hasn't been at it very long.
Yeah, nobody really knows him.
We'll wait and see. If he tries to make some radical rule changes, I think he could find people getting angry at him early on.
He's got a better haircut than Bud, too.
So. He does. He looks a little bit better in public than Bud ever did.
Yeah. You know that Bud eats a hot dog every day?
That doesn't seem healthy.
Yeah. He eats a hot dog every day in the afternoon in Milwaukee in the summer. Mm. I heard him talk about this one day. Gosh, it's terrible. All right, what else?
Last game at Old Bush, my brother caught a foul ball. It was crazy because it bounced and went up his sweatshirt. He didn't even know it. Sonnenberg Asphalt.
All right.
Is DeJong the next Pujols? Come out of nowhere story for the Cardinals.
Well, it's doubtful, but you can't say no to it. It's certainly a similar beginning.
I'd be okay if you were kind of in between Pujols and Diaz. Like, maybe he won't be as great as Pujols, but I would rather his production level not dip as much as Diaz's has from year to year.
So who is, let's see, who could he be? Who's in between there? A Cardinal homegrown coming out of nowhere that did extremely well. I mean, Ray Lankford would be in the middle.
Like,
of that
would you take like when he was healthy, Alan Craig before the foot injury?
Well, he
that were DeJong.
He took a little bit longer than Diaz to completely fall apart.
So. Yeah, but even then, it was injury related, not so much that they had figured him out.
Yeah,
would that work?
I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd settle for that.
Piscotty and Diaz look like they're having fun.
Memphis clinched the division title over the weekend. This is a photo of their celebration. You see Piscotty on the top right, and Diaz is somewhere in the middle. I think you cannot frown when people are spraying champagne. It's not possible.
That's kind of cool, though. I like that idea for Piscotty to be able to celebrate something after it's been a tough season, tough year. So I kind of like that for him to be able to be there when they clinch.
Yeah, he does.
Diaz as well, for sure. He's had a tough season in the MLB.
Just how dominating are these Cardinal minor league teams here, Brennan?
I think I looked at the record because I said they're clinching. It's like early August. I know their season doesn't go as long as the major league season, but their record, they're like 80-40, basically. the Memphis Redbirds, and they're in first place by 22 games in their division, so they've already clinched.
So it's almost like they're the equivalent of the Dodgers.
Yes.
In Triple A baseball. And
pretty much so this year, yeah.
I'm going to check out Piscotty's stats. He's got 18 at-bats, and he has, let's see, he's hitting .278. OPS is, oh boy, he's 1,038, yeah. Let's welcome to the program, brought to you by Dirty Dogs every Monday, Rick Hummel. Rick, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
Steven Piscotty, we're looking at a celebration of him in the Memphis locker room last night. He gets down there for a week or so, and he's celebrating a championship with them. What do you think?
Well, he's had a little bit to do with it. I think he's played four games, and he's had two home runs and two doubles. He had a double last night, and the Memphis won by 22 and a half games ahead with 21 to go. So that's pretty good when you clinch a division in mid-August.
What do you think their plans are with Piscotty?
I think he has to stay there another 3 or 4 days anyway, because he wasn't opted until last Monday. So he has to be there much of the rest of this week. You have to spend 10 days. So if he keeps hitting like that, I suspect they'll bring him back. But the way Grichik is playing, this is the best Grichik has played in quite some time. He's out there. He's the right fielder right now.
Do you think there's any – how long do the playoffs go in Memphis?
Well, they start the – there's four divisions. So they have two five-game series. The first series begins September 6th and 7th. I don't think Piscotty will be down there that long. He'll be up before September 1st. But just to answer that question, they have two rounds of five games, and then they have one winner-take-all game against the champion of the International League. Memphis could theoretically play three rounds if they win their Pacific Coast League games, which they'll have the home field advantage in both those rounds if they get that far. And then there's one other game after that.
Who else will we see from Memphis in September in St. Louis?
I would say we will see another catcher, maybe Rosario, just to have another one up here. You know, have three catchers. You'll see Diaz, Piscotty. Wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Sheriff, the left-handed reliever, if they could get him onto the 40-man roster somehow. He might be back. Weaver will be back.
What about Patrick Wisdom sitting there with 25 home runs and 75 RBIs?
Well, he's not on the roster right now. He's a guy that you'd like to see, but I don't know unless you play him, if you bring him up. You've got Mejia, who's on the 40-man roster, who was quite a good player for the Cardinals. A couple weeks he was up here about a month ago, so he'll be back. I don't think you're going to see Wisdom, but he's got numbers to look at there. He's got 25. He's hitting about .240, which is not great, but he's got power and he's a good defender.
On the pitching side, Jack Flaherty with his 2.86 ERA.
Probably. Again, they'll have to finagle that 40-man roster a little bit because they don't have that many spots. They have just one spot open, I think, now. And they'd like to see him pitch, but if you're going to bring him up, you got to start him. I don't think he's a bullpen guy necessarily, but it's nice to have another arm there. And you got to keep an eye on Wainwright to see if he can actually pitch more than five innings, you know, with the various ailments that he's had here. So Flaherty's kind of a reserve choice there, but Weaver will certainly be back.
We're talking with the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. So just kind of an overview with the Cubs schedule getting a lot lighter in the near future and the Cardinals schedule getting a little tougher here in the near future. How do you see this thing?
Well, this is a big week because the Cardinals are on the road at Boston and Pittsburgh. It's games. If they go 3-3, that's a pretty good trip. At the same time, the Cubs have seven games at home against Cincinnati 4, Toronto 3. It'd be hard to believe the Cardinals, the Cubs couldn't win five of those games at least. Cincinnati can score, and Toronto can score, so there'll be some high-scoring games there, and maybe they could outpoint the Cubs in a couple of them, but I wouldn't expect too much help from the opponents this week. So this will be a week, if the Cardinals can hold their own in this week, they should be okay the rest of the way, because the schedule evens up a little bit after that. You know, you have San Diego and Tampa coming in here for a homestand, which are both under 500 teams, although Tampa just has dropped under. And then they have that long trip to Milwaukee, San Francisco, and San Diego. Well, Milwaukee's barely over 500, and the other two teams are way under. So there's a chance for the Cardinals to do some business after that.
What do you make of Paul DeJong? I know people don't want to get too excited because it is a, you know, not a huge sampling, but it's a serious business. I mean, since he's called up, he's got more home runs than Paul Goldschmidt.
Well, there's only two words to say why he wouldn't be Rookie of the Year, and that's Cody Bellinger. Bellinger's got 34 home runs, and DeJong has 31, but unfortunately 13 of them came at Memphis, so he wasn't hit here all year long. He's a smooth-looking player in the field. He's a lot better in the field. And at bat, I admired just the strokes he had against Dickey yesterday. He didn't try to punish the ball. He just kind of laid the bat out there. He hit a home run later on off somebody else. But he was very impressive. And I don't know that this is a fluke, because he's had a couple down periods, and he picked himself back up. And I'm sure he's going to strike out a little bit, but he's going to be a top-of-the-lineup hitter here for a long time.
Yeah, if he's a shortstop batting third at this age, a rookie shortstop batting third, I mean, this is almost, we have no idea if it's going to last, but it's almost like a Pujols kind of beginning.
Yeah, and to play shortstop and hit third, as you alluded to, is even harder probably than hitting first or wherever else Albert batted in his career here. I mean, wherever else he played, in his career here. So this is a big deal, because shortstop is one of the more demanding positions on the field, probably other than catcher. And he's impressive, and he plays every day. They gave him a couple, a day or so off, 10 days ago, and I think it helped him a little bit, because he's come back a little bit more rejuvenated.
I was with Mr. Gersh on Friday, and I asked him about moving forward with Tommy Pham as their left fielder next year. He wasn't ready to proclaim, okay, the spot is his, but it'd be awfully tough, to go into this offseason, if Pham continues, to not say, okay, we're set in left field.
Well, Pham has a real chance to lead the team in hitting. He surely will in stolen bases. He might even in RBIs and home runs. He's got a chance to do that after missing a month when he was down in Memphis at the start of the year. So anybody who does that is a regular player. I mean, he can be beaten out next year, but going into the next season, he'd be a regular player, unless you traded him.
What do you make of Dexter Fowler's season?
I like what I've seen lately. I think he enjoys the action of batting fourth. He came in here wanting to be a leadoff guy. He was for first half of the year, and then they moved him around a little bit, then he got hurt. He came back, and he batted sixth and did okay. And they put him fourth, and he seemed really excited about that, as if really nobody has made him a cleanup hitter before. So if he couldn't bat leadoff, I think fourth is the next spot he'd like to hit in, and he's been very productive. And he's running balls down in the field. He looks very good in the field. You could tell early on his leg or his heel or both were bothering him. He doesn't seem hampered at all now.
There's no doubt over the last season and a half, the big issue with the Cardinals is a lack of an impact bat. I'm wondering if somehow they manage to win this thing. Do you think they go into the offseason thinking, well, we won it. We won the division. We don't need an impact bat. Or it does, or it will be addressed in this offseason.
Well, it depends how they win it. If they win it with pitching or with impact bats. The only guy they have on their club right now who hasn't, other than DeJong, who's going to be here, an impact bat is Richick. And if, let's say he's got 15 home runs. Let's say he goes on a tear and finishes with 25 after spending a month in the minor leagues. Well, that's an impact bat to me, my 5 or 30 home runs. Now, the chances of that happening are probably marginal, because 10 home runs in the last 40 games would be quite a stretch, or 44 games. I think they still look for that hitter, because they want to have one hitter in their lineup that the other team is afraid of, and I don't think they really have that guy just yet.
All right, I'm going to ask this question. I'm not going to try to influence you at all. In 2017, just this season, not looking about potential or what they've done in the past or what they'll do in the future, who has been the best Cardinal starting pitcher?
I'm going to pause a minute to think about that, because there's only two candidates. And I'm going to say Martinez, but Lynn close behind. Martinez is only one win behind Lynn now, and he's pitched about 20 more innings. So that to me is significant. I think he's like 15 more innings or 16. 154 for Martinez, like 138 for Lynn. And Martinez has pitched a shutout, and he's had a little bit more on the level of high octane games, but Lynn has been more consistent. Six innings and two runs a lot of times, more than Martinez has had a couple early blowouts. I'm going to have Martinez just by a hair because he's won his last two starts, but until then I would have said Lynn. And Lynn is a very close second.
What do you make of Mike Leake's season?
Disappointing after he was 5-2. He's lost eight of his last 10 decisions, and he's looked kind of hittable the last few times. He had one good game recently, but otherwise up in the strike zone a lot. They're going to need him and Wainwright to be a lot better. Wainwright not a lot better performance-wise, but able to go longer in the game. He's had 3-5 in the last two outings. That's not nearly enough. And Leake had a 5 last time, too. Not nearly enough. But those two guys don't get right. They don't have a chance to pull this off.
We talk about the need of an impact bat, which is likely not going to happen this season. But an impact arm is more of a possibility, I think, because you have some impact arms, the potential in Memphis. You think we'll see Jack Flaherty here, and could he play like a role here in the seventh or eighth inning? Or do you think Michael Gersh is going to look outside the organization for some arm here in a waiver deal?
Well, you're not going to get an impact arm in a waiver deal, I don't think, at this stage. I think you might see Flaherty as that guy, maybe not the seventh or eighth, maybe like when Reyes came up, he was pitching the fifth and the sixth, you know, maybe would knock off three innings at a time or four when he came up in August last year. That'd be more what you'd see, I think. And by the way, we didn't speak about him for next year. That's a pretty good impact arm you're talking about there. But Flaherty could make it up later in the season, but I don't know if he'd be a real, like, a late-inning guy, unless somebody has stumbled in the bullpen. Because their bullpen is pretty well set up now. Rosenthal real late. O's been good lately. Bowman's been good most of the time. The left-handers' lines have been really good. Duke has been really good. And Cecil is off and on. So I think they're okay there for the most part.
All right. You probably would not say, if you had to guess, that the Cardinals would make the postseason. But what would you say the odds? I know it's less than 50-50. But what would you put them at right now on this Monday morning?
Probably 60-40, you know, against. The Cubs' schedule is better. I wouldn't rule out that wild card spot opening up. There's 4.5 games there now. Colorado and Arizona have played themselves back to the pack there. And you only have to catch one of them. One of them's going to be in and one of them isn't, probably. And those teams are taking on some attrition. You know, Arenado was hitting the hand yesterday and could be out a few games. The pitching is not very good in Colorado. Arizona's pitching is stumbling, and they got, you know, Robbie Ray was hurt. I wouldn't be surprised. This is my long shot pick is that two teams from the Central will make the playoff. I think the Cardinals and Cubs could both get in. One is a wild card and one is a division.
Good stuff, Commish. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Hall of Famer Rick Hummel joining us. Rick Hummel's appearances brought to you by Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs made with 100% black Angus beef, sandwiched between a homemade bun with over 200 soppings and fixings of your choosing. Also offering different options such as homemade Polish sausage, brats, turkeys, spicy sausage, how about that? Chili dogs and beef and lamb and pork kielbasa. And Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs has three different locations: South County Home Depot, Brentwood Home Depot, and Sunset Hills Home Depot. You can check them out online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. That's Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S. We'll take a short time out, phone calls and text when we return.